And right now it's time to take five for your community. This morning, I'm very pleased to be joined by Jamie Neal. She's the Knox County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. Jamie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Appreciate you coming in this morning. Things are going well with Knox County, and we'll get to all that good stuff. Of course, we've got to talk about the Watermelon Festival. What, 3 weeks away? A little over 3 weeks away?
That's right. Yeah, 3 weeks away. Not very long. We're still busy getting things done, getting things prepared, but we're excited about it. It's going to be fun.
Okay, we'll start with, I guess, it's kind of a two-day event, isn't it? Because we start with some entertainment on the 2nd, right?
Right. It's kind of a day and a half. It starts Friday evening around 5 o'clock. We'll have inflatables down there for the kids, so kind of a kids' fun area. And then the vendors will open for food and crafts that they'll be bringing. And then at 7 o'clock, we have our Knox County native, J.B. Crockett, who's currently in Nashville playing, will be has a free concert for anyone that wants to come. So that'll start at 7 o'clock on Friday night.
And that'll be on Patrick Henry Drive?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So that's on Friday. Then we get to the big day, I guess, Saturday. And a lot of the usual stuff, but I guess the big thing, the new thing, is the 3-on-3 tournament. Is that right?
That's right. We have a 3-on-3 tournament this year that is sponsored by Andrew Hines, State Farm, and Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Fiat. It's a 3-on-3 tournament that is for ages 18 and over, or high school age, so 9th through 12th grade. So if you have a team, just put all you need is 4 people on a team. Give us a call at our office. We can get you signed up. But it'll be a fun event. It starts at 9 a.m. first thing to kick off Saturday morning. So it's something new that we're trying, but I think it'll be a good time.
How did this come about? Did somebody suggest this, or to you guys, or did you guys think we needed something a little different to add in?
No, actually, you know, we're always looking for new things to change mm-hmm. things up and just to try something new. So we had actually Andrew Hines and John Yoakum came to me and said, hey, let's try this, which... great, fine, let's try something new. So we've decided to try this year, see how it goes. And then from there, starting at 10 o'clock, you know, we have our pageants, which right. everyone, we've been doing that for a long time, for several years. So that is for newborns up until even 19 years old that will have pageants throughout the day.
Okay. And of course you got free watermelon. I mean, let's get to it, right? Free watermelon.
That's right. I mean, we'll have the Southwest Purdue Ag Center usually will bring out different types of watermelon. There's some yellow and red, different colors. So they'll bring those out. And then we also have some other just regular watermelon that German American Bank will be slicing up for us that day.
Wow. So that's coming up again about 3 weeks, August 2nd and August 3rd. It'll be on Patrick Henry Drive, the Watermelon Festival. Every time you're over here, it seems like you're adding new members and you're having ribbon cuttings and open house. That always sounds exciting to me anyways. It must be for you.
It is. You know, I mean, as you can see, Knox County's growing. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're adding new businesses all the time, or the current businesses are expanding. So yeah, we're changing things up and we're moving right along. So we actually, today we have an open house at Sarah Stridewright that's located at 1702 Hart Street. It's from 4 to 6. She's got some new services called Fit Zone that you can check those out on Facebook. I think she's posted a few things about it. But so we'll be there today for kind of a chamber after hours open house. So it's open to the public. Definitely stop by. I know this week she has a lot of deals going on in her store. So right before school, you know, you need to get your kids some shoes. It's a great place to check out. And then on July 24th is our normal chamber luncheon that we always do. And then that will be, this month will be at 1972, which will be at noon. And then on July 25th, we will be having a ribbon cutting at 5 o'clock. The Rotary Club of Vincennes and Vincennes University went in together and built a pavilion at Kimmel Park. So we will be doing a ribbon cutting for that at 5 o'clock on July 25th. And then our last ribbon cutting for the month will be Friday, July 26th at Growing Green Lawn Care. You know, they've moved over to the Vincennes area, and, you know, Keith Fisher started the laundromat, and right next door he's put in his Growing Green Lawn Care business. So they have done a good job getting that ready, and that will be at 4 o'clock on July 26th.
And something I noticed on the Facebook page, not only, you know, it's always exciting when you have the new right. businesses, but you have businesses that are celebrating like 5 years.
Yeah.
That's got to be exciting that they stick around for 5 or 10 years and, you know, are still going. That's always got to be exciting as well.
Almost. Exactly. You know, inside of the Wabash, just they're celebrating their 10th anniversary, for example. So, yeah, I mean, you'll see that these businesses are starting to prosper. I mean, they're doing a good job. They're staying in business. So as we talk about all the time at the Chamber, if you have that opportunity, shop local, because without, you know, the community supporting these businesses that have been in existence for 10 years, 15, 20, you know, and we have some that are 200 plus years old, they can't do it without our community. So we need to support our local businesses as much as possible.
And the local businesses are really good at giving back to the community.
That's right. You know, as we say at the Chamber, strong business equals strong community. So, you know, it's kind of a never-ending circle. We support each other, and that's the way we grow.
And then the people you know. So
that's right. That's right.
Handy. All right, so again, Watermelon Festival coming up in about 3 weeks. It'll be August 2nd and August 3rd there.
Correct.
On Patrick Henry Drive. And if somebody has any questions, I forgot to ask you, the 3-on-3 tournament, is there a cutoff date for teams to get in on that? Or?
No. Actually, you can register for those up until July 30th.
Okay.
So registration stops with that, and then the pageants are all the way up until the 30th as well. So, but you know, we're still looking for sponsors and we're still looking for vendors for the weekend. So if it's something that you've thought about, you want to get involved in, give us a call and we can talk to you about everything.
And the number to give you a call,
812-882-6440.
There you are. Knox County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Jamie Neal. Jamie, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.